This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. Say it in American, man. It's a big-ass arch.
Sober, not sober.
Sober.
All right, Ryan. Look at the size of that arch.
Okay, pick an adventure activity. You're going to run a marathon, do the Grand Canyon on a homemade raft, Everest Camp 1, or encounter a ram in the wild?
I'm going to do the rafting as well.
Man, people are crazy today.
There's no real good answer.
No.
By the way, Miles, some people are checking in. They say, hey, you're thinking of a vole or a shrew versus a mole. Somebody else, some moles are like the size of a small dog.
Oh.
So we might want to just kill one mole, and you got yourself a helmet, buddy.
I thought you had a mole problem.
So here's the footage I was talking about. So the guy there in the middle, he has the helmet on, and then so he's going to lay down in the middle of them over there.
And this is a test for them.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, damn.
They're just kicking it.
Wow,
just,
man. Doesn't look like he's there. Okay.
See, it's protecting his head.
He just started drooling until the eighth kick.
The thing is, Mike, he was already 50, so they figured he was about done.
He's going full speed into a brick wall. Jesus. All right.
I mean, look, let's be honest. 100 years from now, they're going to look at the helmets we were using and be like, what were those guys thinking?
We're going to go back another 100.
Yeah.
Concussions,
the sound it makes.
By the way, Ted, someone just texted in the pronunciation. It is Champs-Élysées.
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 That was close.
You were better than me. All right, here's your question. What actor played Hans Gruber in Die Hard?
This guy just passed away. Not so long ago,
didn't he? Mm-hmm. 2020, I think.
Not Bruce Willis, is it?
That was not Bruce
he
Willis.
He was in it.
Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman.
He's still alive, right?
No, he's dead, I think.
Alan Rickman is Bruce Willis is still alive.
Yes.
I've been dead for years.
Everything I'd say.
Well, and Alan Rickman got really famous for being bad guys and, like, nerdy stuff, too.
Yeah. And to me, I always call him White Shack.
Harry Potter, not nerdy stuff. Sorry, Mike.
He always talks like this when he talks about anything. I'm like, if you were 7 foot tall and black, you'd be Shaquille O'Neal.
Right? I mean, seriously. All right, your question. Who played Simon Gruber in the sequel Die Hard with a Vengeance? He was also the voice of Scar in The Lion King.
I have no idea. I'm not a movie buff.
Brian Rickman.
Jeremy Irons.
Oh, yeah. I hate that guy.
Jeremy Irons?
I don't know. He just always, maybe it's just because of the movies where he plays bad guys.
He can't play a good guy when you look and sound like that.
Correct. Right? So I know nothing about him personally.
You just like, I don't like him.
Yeah. He played one of the Three Musketeers in Man in the Iron Mask.
Okay, well, thanks for chiming in with that,
good
man.
Friends at Iron all the time.
What's that?
Getting friends at Iron all the time. When you hear a name, it's just like, all right, what is he for?
Jeremy Irons? Okay. Yeah. Hey, man, they told me to come here. It is my name.
Jeremy Shaves.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeremy Shaves.
What else do you do?
All right, your question. First arriving in 1947 and featuring a marionette, what was the first kids TV show in the United States? It'd be like if you greeted a turd.
It is!
1947.
It was a marionette. This was the first kids TV show in the United States.
I believe it was a Western. At least the name.
Yeah,
the
basically.
Yeah.
And like I said, it sounds like you greet a turd.
Greet a turd.
What is that little guy's name?
This is a very marionette style name.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mr. Rogers.
Come on, Ted.
It's a greeting.
You're greeting.
Is it honky?
A piece of. Wow. Man. That may be my name for it, but ease up, buddy.
The honky hour.
That's what we called it in my house, but.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the honky hour.
No, I could picture him. Isn't he like a little cowboy?
Sort of. Yeah, it's howdy doody.
Howdy doody. All right, so honky, howdy. I was close.
And greeting a turd. Howdy doody.
All right.
See? That's all I'm saying. Okay, that's how I remember things, Ted.
Okay.
All right. Your question, the Appalachian Trail runs over 2,000 miles from the state of Maine to what southern state? Trying to think.
Florida?
Oh, no, Georgia. It mercifully ends before Florida. It stops in Georgia. Even the mountain said, you know what? We're going to go ahead and stop here. Linger weird down there.
Yeah, deliverance far enough. Question five.
Question number five. How many years did probation last in the United States?
Prohibition.
Prohibition. What did I say? Probation. Jesus Christ.
Depends.
How many years did prohibition last in the U.S.? Thank you, mate.
We've been on probation for a while.
Was it long or short? Can I get a hand here?
Depends on your perspective.
Depends on how long you
think. I'll put it this way.
A week is long for me, dude.
Prohibition, it made it to its bar mitzvah, and then it was done.
That long?
Yeah.
Say
yeah.
6 months?
Yeah, 13 years.
13 years.
Oh, wow.
Question six.
I thought it was like 3 years. I thought they turned that around fast.
They did not, man.
It was 13 years.
But crime showed up, and they said, you know what? All right. While we're talking about that, what U.S. state cast the 36th and deciding vote to repeal prohibition? And as a hint, it's probably the last state you would think. They repealed prohibition, but as we see the state now, you'd be like, there's no way that this state said, yeah,
that should be
let's serve alcohol.
That's a glaring hint right there.
Like in the lower 48, it is known for being a non-drinking state.
In fact, I think...
A non-what state?
A non-drinking state, or the beer they get, I want to say, even has a lower alcohol
about
content.
To say, they don't, yeah.
It's a very religious state, Ryan. When you think of religion in a state, what state do you think of?
Massachusetts.
They drink pretty heavy, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Well, they go to church every Sunday, too.
Utah, believe it or not.
Question seven, I believe it.
I mean, Massachusetts, a lot of Irish Catholics. They're drinking.
Yeah. They're like, prohibition? What are you talking about?
What?
Is that a thing?
We never stopped.
I thought it was a suggestion. All right.
Trust me, like, there was always a cooler in the back afterwards for your father.
Guaranteed. All right, your question. Poseidon was the Greek god of what? Poseidon, the Greek god of what? He liked to get wet.
Oh. Poseidon?
The ocean?
Okay.
Flowing from what?
Very good.
Damn, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.